I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting tonight. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile devices are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. And for tonight's meeting, under Standing Order 4.3, I have agreed that the issues to be discussed this evening should be considered as a matter of urgency. So I'll just move on to item one, which is just any apologies or declarations of interest.
There's apologies from Councillors Lewis and Taylor.
And Councillor Evanright.
Councillor Lewis, you got them, did you?
Yes, Councillor Lewis. Okay, members, so to move into the next order of business, we need a proposer and seconder to move into closed session. Oh, sorry. This item has been deemed exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during the item of this business. So therefore, could I get a proposer and seconder, please? Yes, Councillor King, and seconder, Councillor Mathers. Okay, then, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 3, legal agreement. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Hannan, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined in the officer's report. Thank you, members. I think that concludes tonight's committee.